Now, the prison population across Ireland now exceeds 5,000 in a system with bed capacity for just over 4,600. The Irish Penal Reform Trust has warned that persistent overcrowding is a risk to both inmates and staff, describing it as an unacceptable crisis. The prison population is recorded daily, and as of today, the prison service is operating at 14% over capacity. Our reporter Adele McAllister has been looking at those figures, and she's with me in studio. Adele, will you bring us through the picture across the country?
When we look at the figures from the prison service today, Rachel, in total there are 6,112 prisoners in the system. Now, when you take out those on temporary release, we're left with 5,332 in custody, but there are just 4,666 beds in the system. So that means as of today, the service is operating, as you say, at 14% over capacity. When we break down the figures regionally, we can see the highest level of overcrowding today is at Limerick Women's Prison, which is 48% over capacity. So 83 women are in custody there, but the prison has just 56 beds. And the male prison there is also overcrowded at 28% over capacity. So there's 398 men in custody, but just 311 beds. And both the male and female units in Mountjoy Prison in Dublin are also over capacity at 22% and 29% respectively today. So the Irish Penal Reform Trust say the situation is that it's been steadily getting worse since 2023. So we can hear now from the Executive Director of the Trust, Saoirse Brady.
So we've seen a steady increase in the number of people in prison since really the end of 2023. It hit a peak last summer, hitting 5,000 for the first time ever. So this is extremely concerning, and we see certain prisons extremely overcrowded. For example, the two women's prisons in the state are the most overcrowded in the state today, and actually very regularly. And we also see other prisons like Mountjoy, for example, Limerick Men's Prison, all over levels of more than 120% today. So that means that, you know, there are people sleeping on mattresses on the floor, that there are four to a cell. And that's all increasing tensions and also ensuring that people are living in very inhumane and degrading situations and conditions.
Adele, you've also been getting reaction from those working in the system.
Yeah, the Prison Officers Association say the situation has also been extremely difficult for their members. And they also say that overcrowding has exacerbated a drugs problem in some prisons. And the association also says the current figures are beyond the point where they can safely operate. So here's Gabriel Keaveney, and he's Deputy General Secretary of the POA.
Well, members have to manage this on a daily basis. So if you can imagine an area where there's supposed to be 50 prisoners and there's 100 there, you can imagine the challenges that faces. So you have, prisoners sharing cells that wouldn't ordinarily, that wouldn't happen. You would have competition for resources such as the work training areas, school, education, tuck shop, etc. And of course, we have massive problems then with drugs, because prisoners are in the exercise yard when they should be in workshops. And that's one of the methodologies that are used or dropped into the yards by drones. Where prisoners are gainfully employed, they're in workshops, etc. So they wouldn't be out all the time, and they shouldn't be in the yard at all during the week, all right? So what we see now is we see drone deliveries on an almost daily basis into exercise yards, and there's huge amounts of drugs in the prisons. We know that from our own intelligence and from the fines that our members are carrying out from searches, etc. So there's huge violence associated with drugs and contraband. Everybody knows that. So that leads to a very, 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 real threat to our members working at the coalface.
Gabriel Keaveney there of the Prison Officers Association. Adele, what has the prison service been saying about this?
Well, in a statement, the prison service said that where numbers committed to prison exceed capacity, they make every effort to deal with this through a combination of inter-prison transfers and structured temporary release. Now, on the issue of temporary release, they say the safety of the public is paramount when those decisions are made. They also add that in recent years, capacity has increased by over 300 additional spaces. They say their capital budget for 2025 is 53 million. That's up 22.5 million on the original 2024 allocation. And that is focused on bringing additional spaces into the system. And they also add they're working with the Department of Justice to progress plans for 1,500 additional prison places as set out under the programme for government.
Adele, thank you very much for that.